Our first scripture reading comes this morning from the book of Exodus, chapter 20, verse 12. Honor your father and your mother, so that your days may be long in the land that the Lord your God has given you. And our epistle reading comes from chapter 6 of Ephesians, verses 2 and 3. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, so that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. And our gospel reading is chapter 18, verses 18 through 22 of the Gospel of Luke. Once more we hear the word of God. A certain ruler asked him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. You know the commandments. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not murder. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. Honor your father and mother." And he replied, "I have kept all these things since my youth." When Jesus heard this, he said to him, "There is still one thing lacking. Sell all that you own and distribute the money to the poor, and you shall have treasure in heaven. Then, come, follow me." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I knew a pastor once who could quote just about every verse of the Bible. All you had to do was name even the most obscure verse. Say Leviticus 19:14. And he could quote, "You shall not curse a deaf person, for I am the Lord your God." Did you know the Bible even said such a thing? That is about as obscure as one can get. Leviticus 19:14. "You shall not curse a deaf man." Well, why not? They can't hear it. If a person who happens to have a hearing loss is really annoying, why not curse them or mutter under your breath? They'll never know. They'll never know. "Do not curse the deaf person," says Leviticus, "for I am the Lord your God." That's why. We honor God by honoring each other. We obey God by honoring each other. We honor God by honoring each other. We have every right to call ourselves God followers and Christians simply by honoring each other because we belong to God. Do you know 1 John 3:1? I think you do. "See what love the Father has given us, that we should be called children of God. For that is what we are." So we honor the very children of God by honoring each other. Several weeks ago when I read and preached the story of the rich young man who asked Jesus, "What must I do to inherit eternal life?" I got to thinking about the word honor from the verse from the Ten Commandments. Honor your father and your mother. Honor. The law of Moses makes it a top 10 commandments. Jesus raises it to the top 5 here in Luke. And Paul makes it the number one commandment for the children of God and for parents and all the people of God. So I've been chewing on the word honor ever since. Let's go to Webster's. Honor. One meaning is a privilege. It is a privilege. It is an honor for me to serve as your pastor. Honor. I have an obligation. We have a contract. You handed me a sack of apples. I need to honor the agreement as a customer by handing you money. Honor. I promise to love and honor my wife Kim as long as we both shall live, to esteem her, to lift her in my eyes as the most cherished of souls. Leaving Mr. Webster, we go to Aretha Franklin. Honor. Aretha spells it out for us. R-E-S-P-E-C-T, respect. T TCB, take care of business, with respect, do the business of taking care of each other. That's how we honor each other. And this is where I want to go. I want to examine honor as we talk about respect. Respect seems to be lacking in our world these days. Schools, workplace, church, government, interpersonal relationships. Let me quote you another passage that you don't think you know, but you know. Ecclesiastes 1:9. There is nothing new under the sun. Our technologies are changing at the speed of fiber optic light. Yet human beings are the same yesterday and today and forever. I just finished reading about ancient Rome and the lack of respect the officials had for each other in the citizenry. Just read another book on the Reformation, when passionate church leaders treated each other with an epic lack of respect. Closer to home, let's look at politics. Look at politics. Not the recent elections, or what took place a couple of years ago, but let's go back to 1800, when giants of republicanism and democracy and the freedom of humans, giants, Thomas Jefferson and John Adams and their supporters, fought like dogs in the presidential race of 1800, almost literally spitting each other. And how about the lack of respect for each other and the Constitution and the common people by a president and Congress and media? And I'm going back to post-Civil War America 150 years ago. The failure to honor, meaning respect, is as old as humanity itself. Think Cain and Abel. But we are called to be different. We are called to respect and honor. Why? Because the Father says to each of us, "For I am the Lord your God." We are called to be different, not because we're smarter or more polite or happier or insightful, but because we are children of God, an honor given to us by the free grace of God, won by the blood of Christ. Honor your father and mother because I am the Lord your God. Honor and respect your elders. Honor and respect those who have come before you. Honor and respect those who have cared for and nurtured and showed you how to live the good, ethical, productive life. Also honor those who may not have been a great example or helped you, not because you want to or you owe them anything, but because the Almighty says, "I am the Lord your God." Jesus spells it out. Pray for those who persecute you. Love your enemies. Esteem all people. Even when they haven't earned it. Even when they don't esteem themselves. And to me, this is a tough calling. Show respect. Deference to others. Honor and respect the unlovable. To me, this combines loving your enemy and honoring your father and mother and all the children of God. As the Apostle Paul pointed out in the letter to the Ephesians, this is the only commandment in the top 10 with a promise. Honor your father and mother so that it may be well with you and you may live long on the earth. I'm not taking this literally, meaning if I respect mom and dad, I will live to be 100. I'm taking it to mean if I honor and show respect to fathers and mothers, sisters, brothers, friends, and doggone it, even enemies, life will be easier. Life will be more productive. Life will be worth living until I'm 100 years old. Let me give you a solid example of what I mean. I knew a man who was divorced after many years of marriage. Bitter divorce. And he perceived his adult son as taking his ex's side at the time of the divorce. So the man cut his son off. Wouldn't talk to him for several years. Who is the man hurting? He missed his son. He grieved the loss of his son. Every day he hurt because that relationship was broken. He was living a half-life because he was holding on to his grudge. The lack of respect, the lack of honoring his son's decisions and judgment was hurting him more than anyone else. Who suffers when politicians don't respect each other? When they talk past each other with venom? Who suffers even when giants like Jefferson and Adams do it? Who suffers? Who suffers when we as a church fail to respect others' perspectives? Nobody said we have to agree, but we must disagree respectfully. It makes life easier for you and for me and the people with whom we disagree. It isn't a call to give in. Don't know me very well if you think I ever give in. But it is a call to give up the venom as we hold tight to our beliefs. And this is one of the wonderful things about Covenant Church. We realize that we don't have to agree, that we can respectfully disagree. For I am the Lord your God, says the Lord. And this brings together the several meanings of honor. Honor, pride conferred on us that we should be called children of God. Honor, the privilege of serving Jesus Christ as the people of God. Honor, fulfilling our part of the obligation to live into covenant as we witness the kingdom of God and that we are living in Jesus Christ's world. Honor, love our spouses, our parents, our dear ones, and even our enemies. Respect, so that all may be well in your life and you witness to the treasures in heaven promised by Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.